Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.
We adopted six teenagers at once. From J.D. was the oldest. I believe he was 18, going on 19. And David was the youngest. He was 13. And hard to believe, David is turning 40 this week. It's just incredible.
Wow.
And they came with lots of challenges in their background of their experience before they came to us. It's just incredible. It's amazing how resilient children can be and what they can survive, because they had been through some pretty traumatic stuff living with their biological parents and the different issues that transpired from foster home to foster home, and lots of abuse, and how they managed to keep it together as they joined our family was incredible.
What is the main thing that you think people need to know about adopting teens, especially teens, as you say, who come with many challenges?
I think the most important thing is to be prepared for anything. But they do come with a lot of luggage, and they have a lot of emotional and psychological issues, and you need to be prepared to change. Not that you change your values, but to be able to see things from their perspective and be able to say to yourself, I don't have all the answers, that I need some help, find some counselors, find some good counselors. And that's a difficult, especially counselors that are familiar with trauma and brain development of what happens to kids as they've been traumatized through the years. So that's, you need to be resilient yourself, because there's going to be many challenges. And also, it's interesting, one of the passages from church this morning was, how often do we forgive? And Jesus says 70 times 7. And you have to be able to do a lot of forgiving of teenagers, because they're going to make some mistakes, and you're going to be there to help them pick up the pieces and move forward and be the example of what it is to live out God's calling.
Sue, I don't know if you're able to jump in.
I have a quick second. The word's relatively quiet. I wanted to add that sometimes the parenting strategies that work for younger kids or kids that you raise since birth are not the same as what you would use with teenagers who've been through trauma. So you do need to learn and, educate yourself. But the other thing is that we are absolutely never too old for a family. I mean, I'm in my 50s. I still need a family. So it's not like you're 17, 18, ready to tackle the world on your own. And yet that's exactly what happens to youth in foster care. They actually, get released from foster care at 18, or in some situations maybe 21, but still a cliff is a cliff if you're falling off of it. And that's what happens to literally almost 30,000 youth in our country every year. They kind of get pushed off that cliff if they don't have a family to stand up for them and say, I will be your family forever. I will be the grandparent to your children. I will be there for you, and we will join together and make a family together. So that's really what I hope people will hear about the importance of teenagers, and they can enrich your life equally. As we said about kids with disabilities, teenagers enrich your lives. We just spent a few days with some of our older kids that we adopted as teenagers, and they continually enrich our lives. Even they're in their 40s now, and their children are our grandchildren, and it is to the next generation and the next that, you really have this opportunity to not only make a difference in their lives, but receive a blessing in your own life.
Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.